Welcome to a special edition of the Scuttlebutt Lodge. But we're not at the lodge today. We're out at Kathy's Cattle Ranch here in Glengarry County for a special edition. We're going to try to cut through the fog and shine some light on digital IDs and what does it mean for you and me and everyone else. And we're at Kathy's Cattle Farm because they know what digital ID is all about. They've had it for some time since Mad Cow. So, Kathy, tell the people what happens about and how the digital ID system works for cattle.
Well, what we do here is when a calf is born and it looks relatively innocent, a piece of plastic, but there's a microchip in there. And every animal that leaves the farm, whether it goes for slaughter or pasture, must have that little bit of plastic in the ear, and they use a reader at the sales barn or at a vet clinic to, you can see the numbers there,
yeah,
Randy?
Yeah, I see the numbers.
Anyway, that belongs to my husband and I. Anyway, not unlike when you scan your groceries and the barcode at the grocery store. Everyone's heard the ding, ding, ding when that goes through. And
it's recorded, and it's documented, and it's archived, put in some database that Kathy's cow, Zoe, or whoever, Stormy Daniels, has left the farm and gone to see the vet or gone to the fair.
Gone to the fair.
Or gone somewhere.
Gone to display herself at the fair.
Yes.
This one has come to visit you.
This is Lady. So they've got their name tags as well.
Yep.
As their, so this is an electronic microchip.
Right.
And it has to be, it's the law that every cow that ever moves has one of these.
Not only are we responsible, but anyone that transports them.
Right.
If they move animals without a tag, can also be fined.
Right, right.
So there's lots of people on the hook for our digital ID.
Right.
When it comes to animals.
Right. And now they've done this with cattle for over 20 years. They've also broadened it out now, I understand, into all livestock.
Yep.
Pigs, goats, sheep, buffalo, and whatever else. As well as we see something very similar with our pets, dogs and cats, many municipalities have made it a requirement that they get microchipped as well. So, but this all started, why I wanted to talk about this with cattle, about 20 years ago, there was a great apocalyptic pandemic in the beef industry, we were told.
Yes.
It was called mad cow disease. And our borders were shut.
Canadian border closed overnight.
Cattle couldn't
nothing
be moved.
Nothing moved.
The cost, the value of your cows
went to zero.
Went to zero.
You couldn't give a cow away.
I remember talking with one guy back then. He sold one of his cows for 2 cents a pound at the sale barn.
Yep.
Because everybody was full of fear of the mad cow. And obviously, the similarities to what's happened.
The pandemic, yes. So many conclusions can be drawn.
Right. And now, because of this great fear of the runny nose, we're now, all our provinces and our federal government have enacted legislation. They haven't all implemented it yet, but they've enacted the enabling legislation that would make it a requirement to have a digital ID for each and every person, and any movement, any interaction
will be followed,
would be traced. And that was what they called the traceability requirement for cattle. And as we were talking earlier, in the UK they actually call it a cattle passport. But one of the consequences of that is what happens if one of your cows is thought to be sick, Kathy? What?
It depends on if it's something that's let loose again from a lab.
Yeah.
Contagious. Even though the animals are healthy, they're all destroyed.
They're all destroyed. So that's what the microchip, one of the things that the microchip allows, if a vet says one of your cows may have
foot and mouth, let's say.
Foot and mouth or any contagious disease, to in order to prevent that from expanding, your livestock herd is destroyed or quarantined, whatever they may figure that is reasonable, I guess.
Yeah.
So, and we've also, when we've seen that with avian flu, where whole entire flocks.
Whole barns destroyed.
So for people that, just think about this a little bit. When you have your new convenient digital ID, either implanted or part of some sort of code on your smartphone, if your physician says,
you're contagious,
not only will you be quarantined or have something done.
Anyone that's been close to you.
Anybody who's been close to you. No matter how close, no matter how often, or no matter if they're sick or not, they will now be considered a threat and a danger as well.
Anyway, it's unbelievable that technology where this could evolve, that your driver's license, your health card, linked to your bank account, it's endless, where they can go with this little microchip that's in this innocent piece of plastic and really implant it in your hand. We've all seen gates being installed in stores just to enter.
Yeah.
That your hand is scanned.
I've seen that in all the Loblaw stores around me, where they're installing gates not on the exits to stop people from shoplifting or whatnot. They're on the entrances.
Enter. Yeah.
This is, and these things, they could be visible like this. They could be on your smartphone. They could be like our pets that have them implanted. Under the skin. And this is all for convenience.
Yeah.
Convenience for who, though? Convenience for you and I, or convenience for...
How do we ever get along without it?
Yeah.
Hey, before. Like man as a species. How did we ever get along without our digital ID?
Well, I think that's what this really, people need to realize. We are the new commodity. We are the new livestock. We are no different than your cows.
No, we aren't.
And, you know, from the government's view, that's how we're going to be treated.
Every movement is followed.
Yeah. So it will be convenient for our government.
Not so much for us,
but
Randy?
Not so much for us.
Nope.
Anyway, I think we've covered most of the subject, Kathy.
I think so.
Have we missed anything else that should be said about the cattle ID program?
Not that I can think of.
No. Okay. Well, welcome to your future in Canada.
Yes.
Where we'll all have our convenient little digital ID tag somewhere on us, and government will know where we go, who we go with.
They'll know you were here, Randy.
They'll know I was here. At our secret undisclosed location in Glengarry County. Well, listen, Kathy, it's been a pleasure being here today.
Thank you so much for the interview.
And next time you're in Lanark County, make sure you drop by the lodge and we'll have a beverage.
I hope you bring better weather with you next time.
Well, it is brightening up. I think the information we've provided has just clarified a little bit, cut through some of the fog and shone a little bit of light on what our future looks like.
Anyway.
Get yourself a pair of pliers.
Yes. Your new earrings.
I hope you enjoyed today's video. Make sure to like, share, and follow. And if you'd like to spend some time at Scuttlebutt Lodge, click on the link below. I look forward to seeing you here at the lodge.